Thank you and good afternoon. At their regular meeting on Tuesday, the Eureka City Council unanimously approved the purchase of 40 body cameras for the Eureka Police Department. Eureka Police Captain Brian Stevens presented the council with a breakdown of the cost of the cameras at that meeting, choosing the brand WatchGuard as their camera of choice. The budget limit for the police department was set at $60,934, and associated equipment such as software protection plans, storage, as well as setup testing and training are included in the purchase. PG&E work crews throughout the day were repairing power outages that affected Eureka customers. In the Cutton area, a blown transformer was the cause of 3,700 customers being left without power this morning. However, power was later restored. Repair crews were also along Henderson Street this afternoon working to repair power to 180 customers, and personnel on scene determined the cause of the power outage was a downed power line. The Eureka Police Department continues their search for a male suspect related to the structure fire that occurred in the 1100 block of L Street on Sunday. The police department released additional details this afternoon, and detectives located 4.5 pounds of processed bud, 4.5 pounds of concentrated cannabis, as well as a hash lab operation and packaging material inside of the apartment. Witness reports claim an unknown man was seen walking away from the apartment as the fire began on Sunday, and anyone with information is asked to contact police. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to a local hospital and contacted a 38-year-old woman who was involved in a domestic violence incident. Deputies learned that 44-year-old Redway resident Todd Ramos and the victim got into a verbal argument at his residence in the 100 block of Campbell Drive when Ramos grabbed the victim and threw her across the room, causing injuries. Deputies responded to the residence and Ramos was subsequently arrested without incident, and he was booked into county jail for felony domestic violence. Following statements made by Governor Jerry Brown on Monday regarding Syrian refugees, state Republican leaders expressed their opposition. Brown said that thoroughly vetted Syrian refugees would be welcome to relocate to California, and Senator Andy Vidak said that the safety of Californians should be the first priority, and that he has very little faith that Governor Brown and President Obama can protect us. Brown also said that the United States should continue to be a haven for the oppressed, but he also stressed the need for vigilance and who is allowed to settle. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday appointed Kristen Brinks as the new director for the Department of Health and Human Services. Brinks will start her new position in January, replacing Phil Crandall, who is set to retire. Brinks currently serves in El Dorado County as the deputy director for the County Health and Human Services Agency, overseeing 13 programs. Supervisor Estelle Fennell said that she was very impressed by her glowing references, and she looks forward to the great things Brinks will help Humboldt County achieve. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A protest was held on Tuesday at Humboldt State University. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt State University turned the electrical power down on campus on Tuesday in an effort to highlight the importance of reducing the school's energy footprint. That power reduction effort came on the same day that faculty at the school held a protest over the ongoing negotiations between the Cal State University system and the California Faculty Association. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher issued a statement to students regarding the ongoing labor dispute that could lead to faculty strikes and address concerns that students could see their academic year interrupted by labor strife. Rosbacher said that she wants to assure students that a strike is not imminent and that one will not necessarily happen at all. There are hearings and negotiations scheduled for the end of November and into December as well, and the classes will continue as normal. CSU faculty members have voted to approve a strike if those negotiations fail.
Thank you, Dan. The California Highway Patrol continues its investigation into a rollover collision that occurred Tuesday afternoon on Highway 101 near Pepperwood. The accident claimed the life of the driver, a 29-year-old Stockton resident, after he lost control of his tractor trailer while heading north. The driver suffered fatal head trauma and had to be extracted by fire personnel after being trapped inside the cab. The truck became disconnected from the trailer during the accident, resulting in a fuel spill that caused a small fire. The driver's identity remains withheld at this time. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.